Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the 366th because A, it's a leap year, and B, we did 2 on April the 1st. Idiots.
Because why not do more? I'm amazed you can retain all of this. Okay, well, that. I've got that.
I too have that.
Date Fight!
Hello there. Welcome to Date Fight. It's the podcast where, for the last year, we have taken things that occurred on this day in history and we've pitched them against each other.
Yes, we have. He's Jake Yap. I'm Nat Tapley. And joining us today to decide which of the two things we have discovered in the annals of time is the best is Elizabeth Gareth Roper. Hello, Elizabeth. There we go. That's the...
That sounds quite nasty.
That's the Elijah Craig. Flipping it.
It's gone down the wrong hole.
That's how old we are now. When we started doing this... It's just live, high, young voices. And now,
take us to the 4th of November.
1839. 4th of November, 1839, when the people of Wales rose up against the tyranny of themselves in the Newport Rising. The year before, in 1838... Chartism was invented, with the People's Charter of 1838. And the Chartists wanted a number of things. They wanted universal male suffrage. They didn't really care about women getting the vote. They wanted a secret ballot. They wanted there to be no property restriction on whether or not you could stand for Parliament. They wanted MPs to be paid. They wanted annual parliaments. And they wanted... that might have been it. There's probably a sixth one. I can't remember. And you might notice that actually of those things, we now have all of them, apart from one, annual parliaments. Didn't get those, did we? Could probably do with them about now. Anyway, that charter was rejected by Parliament. And so lots of people across the country went, well, why? We just want democracy. Come on. And so they started marching all up and down the country. And John Frost led a march from the industrial towns through North Wales. He went down from Cheshire and Liverpool, and then he went down into Wales. And he ended up in Newport, and Zephaniah, someone was coming from the other way, and there was someone called James William. I don't know. There were lots of people coming from all over the country, and they were all going to meet in Newport. Why they went to Newport, I don't know, but they were going to Newport. Well, it was partly because one of the leaders of the Chartism was in prison in Monmouth, and Monmouth was nearby, Henry Vincent. He was arrested for unlawful meetings where he would say things like, I think everyone should have the vote, really. And he was put in prison in Monmouth. However, because it was Wales, heavy rain meant that people couldn't meet up, and there was too much mud, and everyone got soaked. And they said, right, we'll meet you in the Welsh Oak. We'll all get there. I'll meet you there, but they couldn't because there were too many delays. And so the mayor came out and he tried to turn them all back with 500 special constables and 60 soldiers. 10,000 of them went to the Westgate Hotel to try, because there were rumours that that's where they were holding some Chartists. They weren't, but they all started shouting and the soldiers fired at them and, oh, I've done another massacre. It's another massacre.
Ow.
The soldiers fired into the crowd and killed 22 to 50 people. There was a rumour that you could still see the bullet holes in the entrance porch of the Westgate Hotel in Newport, but you can't, because it was redone in the early 20th century. What you can see there is bomb damage from the Second World War instead. 200 people were arrested. John Frost, Zephaniah Williams and William Jones were all convicted of treason and were hanged, drawn and quartered, and were the last people hanged, drawn and quartered in the UK. The mayor, who had arranged the soldiers to fire at the unarmed crowd, was knighted by Queen Victoria. And that says pretty much all you need to know about the UK. That's my thing for the 4th of November.
You know what we are, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, just monkeys, aren't we? We're just apes.
You cheeky, you're cool. Yes. Like, get on out of it.
So, for that reason, I'm going to take you to the 4th of November 1960, OK? And at the Kasakela chimpanzee community in Tanzania...
What?
Dr. Jane Goodall observes for the first time in any non-human animal chimpanzees creating tools.
Ooh.
Yeah. So she saw a chimpanzee that she'd called David Greybeard.
They don't need surnames.
Well, there were a couple of Davids in that tribe. What are the chances? using a grass stalk as a tool to extract termites from a termite hill. Later she observed David Greybeard and another chimpanzee called Goliath. It's just one Goliath.
Yeah.
She ruined it.
Goliath Smithson. stripping leaves off twigs to create termite fishing tools. Goliath, incidentally, his most prized possession, we talk about using tools, was a vacant hornet nest with which he enjoyed having sex.
Wow.
Are you better than an occupied hornet nest?
Yes, you find out what's what pretty fast, I believe.
Ow! I've learnt the wrong things about dolphin penises and hornet's nest this week.
So she watched them doing what she called a rain dance. She saw them organising coordinated attacks against chimps from a neighbourhood chimpanzee community.
Have you seen that awful video on YouTube? I don't know if it's a chimpanzee or if it's a monkey. And he catches a frog and he orally whips it over and over and over again. What?
Have you been to Wetherspoons? They're doing pints for 99p.
Yeah. Oh, I must get out. I really must.
There's a nice... Jane Goodall was interviewed on NPR, and apparently she was highly amused by the Gary Larson cartoon of two chimpanzees. The female is grooming the male, and he's got his back to her, and she's holding up her hair, and she's saying, oh, another blonde hair. Doing some more research with that Jane Goodall tramp. Apparently she thought that was hilarious. Yeah. And most chimps can vocalise the phrase, oh no. And she said they like to yell it while they defecate. Who doesn't?
Don't make me do it again!
David Greybeard.
It's just Goliath, actually. Just Goliath. What? Just one word.
Yeah. Sorry, Goliath.
Hotmail.com.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Ruth Handler, the inventor of Barbie. Based on a German novelty sex doll, she built the world's largest toy corporation on the back of Barbie, making $300 million and naming it after her daughter. Later, of course, she...
Issues? I mean, wow!
Yeah. I mean, she later went to prison for fraudulently filing financial reports. But, okay. You know, she did make a $300 million toy company based on a sex doll named after her daughter.
Okay.
So that shows some sort of, you know, entrepreneurial
pluck.
Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy death day to Catherine Devani, the first female judge in Papua New Guinea, who was also on their national football team in 1994 and 1998. She was head of their World Cup squad and then became the first female judge in Papua New Guinea. That's the birthdays and the death days, Lizzie.
It's time for the final.
The end of the year. What's the last result of the year?
Hooray! Oh, 1839. And what does a chartist say when he does a poo?
David Greybeard.
It's bigger than I thought.
I tell you what, is it locked down yet? No, we've just got time today. Tomorrow. I could go to a public lavatory and just lock the cue ball call and just sit in there for the day going, oh no, David Greybeard. That's how I'm going to spend my last few hours of freedom. Oh no, David Greybeard. What have you done?
And you know me well enough to know that for that sentence alone, I would like to award you the winner for today. Yeah. That's
completes the first year of Date Fight.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't it classy?
Yeah, it's classy. That is full time.
Yeah.
God, that's loud.
We get half an orange now and get to shower each other down.
We can all jump in the bath. Date Fight will rumble on. It's just that we won't be necessarily doing daily shows constantly because
not for the next few days.
Yeah, we've used up quite a lot of familial credit.
Yeah,
making this
it feels like zinc. We've used up. I'm feeling low on quite a few fundamental minerals.
Yes, I've gone blind in one eye. But gosh, to those of you who've been with us on this journey, thanks so much. It's amazing of you.
And stay with us. There are new things to come, but they'll be different.
We'll probably be moving to more of a sort of small refreshments on the day, but then a weekly podcast, I think.
Yeah, is that right? Yes, that sounds. Let's do something like that.
Something like that.
Should we have a celebration tomorrow? Should we come back tomorrow and celebrate?
Maybe.
Hooray!
Why don't you download it and find out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Bye!
Bye!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.